And of course, we are live on the air. This is the Power Hour. And we're looking at Wednesday, believe it or not. Wednesday live right here. October 20th, 2021. And yes, we're all still living, including me, your host, Dave Krieger. So good to have you join us. All you homeschool kids out there, are you listening? Moms, hey, bully for you in what you're doing. God bless you and God bless America. And we just want to let you know, for those of you dialing in that have never heard my voice before, it's going to be around here for a while, with exception of Friday. We got George Freund coming in to do a little guest interview, which he's been working on for a long time, and finally got a hold of the person that he felt you need to listen to, and he wanted to do the interview, so we're going to let him do that on Friday. He'll be taking over the reins for the day, and then I'll come back on and join you the following Monday. So, you know, get used to try to maintain a neutral type of thought. You know, this is what libertarians have tried to espouse, and like I said yesterday on this program, I do not espouse to every or ascribe to every single libertarian thought process. We're kind of in the middle of the road. We're probably closer to the Tea Party candidates than your average run-of-the-mill, you know, because we have a tendency to think more business-oriented. Yes, libertarians are somewhat of capitalists. They believe in the free market economy and Adam Smith and all those other great philosophers out there that basically said you have to, if you want an economy to survive, let everybody function as completely and as fully as possible with minimal regulation and restriction. So you got to love the fact that we have a lot of self-employed people out there these days. And if you're not self-employed and you're about to be fired because you didn't take the vax, well, there's an idea. Become self-employed. If you have a skill set out there, you can serve as a consultant. Consultants are probably the easiest business to become because it requires very little effort and very little money to incorporate or organize yourself into an LLC. And that's what I did. And so, you know, just don't take my financial advice word for it, because I'm not a licensed financial advisor. But these are the things that I'm doing, and these are the things that I talk to CPAs about. And CPAs tell me, hey, if you have a full C-Corp, you get more than 350 write-offs. And I'm like, you're kidding. I said, no, you can schedule a meeting in Hawaii if you can put up with a quarantine period there, and you can all go party out in front where, you know, all of the homeless people are pooping in front of five-star hotels and have yourself a fun time. So, and you can write the whole thing off. See, that's the beauty of it. Understanding how business is organized is very important, especially if you're facing an issue like this where you need to generate cash and you need it in your pocket before tax time. That's it. You find out. I've been self-employed since 1983, never looked back. So understand that when, you know, we're talking about things here, it has everything to do with your survival. That's why the Power Hour is here. Whether it be health related issues, whether it's economic issues, social issues, issues of your personal safety and security, we're going to talk about them. And that's a nice thing, because I'm not even going to refer to this as what some people I've heard refer to as a prepper network. No, it's not like that, folks. We're a lot of common sense Christians listen to this broadcast, and, you know, we're so glad you're here. There are a lot of people who ascribe, we call them rhinos, Republican in name only. We as libertarians also have a rather conservative side to us. We're not out there in Never Never Land like some of these leftists that you hear about their socialistic programs that are out on the market. We actually care about you. We care about the fact that you have a right to an opinion. We are not going to cancel culture you like other radio shows and TV shows do. In fact, we have a toll-free number, 844-769-2944, that you can call, because everybody's got a story. Everybody's got an opinion, and we don't know what that story or opinion is unless you call us up and tell us. And that's why we had this 844 toll-free number, 769-2944, for you to call up and participate and engage in a little social intercourse with moi. And maybe if you've got some real serious data or information to share, you can provide that to the rest of the listeners, because even though you may think your opinion is minuscule and means nothing, well, guess what? Somebody out there, like yesterday, Esther called in, and she was from Washington State when we had Heidi St. John on, and she came up with a lot of revised code of Washington stuff that you can refer to do what I was talking about the day before, and that was Freedom of Information Act requests, to find out exactly what your school boards are doing. Now, In the news today, you should know that the federal government is now going to start targeting your kids, especially if they're ages 5 to 11. The White House has unveiled its plans to roll out COVID-19 vaccines for kids 5 to 11, pending U.S. FDA authorization. Like, who are these people and what right do they have to come and invade your life? The Biden administration has secured enough vaccine to supply to vaccinate the 28 million kids ages 5 to 11 who would become eligible for vaccination if the, quote, vaccine. And see, here's the thing. I call it the jab for good reason, because it's really not a vaccine if you read the fine print. It's gene therapy. And we're going to, on this show, in our second hour today, be talking to Dr. John West, who is vice president and senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. And we're going to be talking about NIH Director Francis Collins and the rest of his band of idiots. He's not a national treasure. He's a national disgrace. So you're going to actually hear Dr. West quote that, what I just said. And we're going to get real deep into the COVID-19 conspiracies that the left is basically trying to downplay and cancel culture us from having an opinion on. If you're not woke enough, here's one. Handmaid's Tale novelist Margaret Atwood blasted for sharing an article questioning transgender agenda. Yes, believe it or not, from Breitbart, author Margaret Atwood is a hero of the woke left, which has long adored her novel, The Handmaid's Tale, the feminist Hulu series adapted from it. But with one tweet, the novelist has now become public enemy number one of the left, target of hate of the same woke fan base, after she shared an article that questioned the increasing prevalence of terms like person with a vagina and person who menstruates in place of woman. Okay, so, you know, here we are getting into the cancel culture stuff again we just talked about. See, the thing is this show does not base itself on critical race theory and cancel culture. We I don't believe personally in reparations, otherwise I'd be asking for some. I've most often told people I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body, because we all have some cross to bear, don't we? We're all involved. We all have some sort of bondage out there that we're trapped in. I think every American can share that idea. It's not out there. And for those of you who think that it's out there, you need to reexamine the fact that you are a child of God. You are here for a reason. And the reason I'm here is to bless other people's lives. End of story. I pray for that every morning, that we can bless people's lives. That's what's important here. And so when you have some of the guests that we do on here, it's to talk about certain things that benefit you. In this hour, we're going to be talking to Robert Tektalian about the importance of oral health and benefits of maca powder, and about those things that you put in your mouth in the form of toothpaste and what's good and what's not good. So we'll get a little feedback on that, because that's one of the things we do, is we talk to people about health, and we also talk about security, or the lack thereof. And the one thing that I want to stress important, Epic Times is now reporting the militia has moved into Kinney County, Texas. Well, I feel like I want to play that Civil War music in the background, but no. Don't freak out. It is the militia. There's about 40 guys that have banded together, and they're calling for more. This is Patriots for America. They've spent the past week there. They are helping Sheriff Coe down in Kinney County, and I'd love to get him on the show to ask him, because here's the thing. In Virginia, Governor Ralph, he decided that he was going to agree to the legislature's intent to sign legislation that would basically allow Virginia to go door to door and take everybody's guns away. And if you weren't a registered peace officer or police officer, you weren't entitled to have a firearm. This is one of the governor's pipe dreams. Well, Scotty Jenkins, the sheriff of Culpeper County, Virginia, and I did research this and find out that it is true what he said. He called the governor up and he goes, you know what I'm going to do, Gov? He goes, if you go ahead with this legislation, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to deputize every law-abiding citizen in my county and authorize them to be able to carry a firearm. Now, how's that? And what do you think all the other counties in the state are going to do when they find out what your ultimate goal is to take away our rights to own a firearm? How's that going to work? Well, that kind of shut the governor up. Well, see, and the thing is that Sheriff Coe down in Kinney County certainly says that militias have gotten a bad name over the last several decades. And he goes, there's an actual place for it. You wonder why sheriffs want everybody to own a gun for self-defense. Because why? The sheriff can't be in 200 places at once. That's why the sheriffs would rather have you armed. In fact, back in the 80s, Kennesaw, Georgia, passed an ordinance that basically mandated every home have a firearm. And within the next year, a survey was taken. They found out that crimes against property were reduced by 85%. So understand that the militias, even though they've gotten a bad name, the whole idea is if you can get deputized by a sheriff, what a novel idea. Apparently, Sheriff Coe down in Kinney County, Texas, has already said, you know, we like the militia here, but we got to keep an eye on who they are and where they're coming from. According to what Sheriff Brad Coe is saying, the militia group seems very squared away and hopes that they're going to stay in communication with them. Well, the best way to do that is to give them a walkie-talkie and make them a deputy. Don't you think, Sheriff Coe? I mean, I'm loving what Scotty Jenkins came up with in Culpeper County. I'm just wondering of the logistics because the sheriff, of course, is worried about liability. And he's worried about the fact that some of these guys may see a boat full of these coyotes coming across the river and decide, hey, let's have a little target practice. Put a hole in their boat. You know, that's what starts international incidents, and that's what they're trying to avoid. So the sheriff, you know, if he I think he should go and deputize all these people in the militia, at least on a temporary basis, and get them involved. That's the way you're going to keep an eye on them and their whatever their mindset is. And he doesn't want them engaging the targets, so to speak. In other words, these huge migrations of Haitians coming across the border. That's what they're worried about, because Kinney County, Texas, is not very well maintained. And apparently that's any place that's not maintained that doesn't have a border wall. And there's only 16 miles of wall. Or border there that need a wall, that don't have a wall, and somebody's going to have to actually maintain it. The private landowners are sick and tired of putting up with all the garbage that they've had to put up with, and that's become a problem, which is why the militia is now probably going to see people from Louisiana and Georgia and various other states migrate down there, because they want to chip in and do something. Because obviously, the people up in that big white house with the leader that's got the mental acuity of a 2-year-old apparently won't take the kind of action that was in place before he took office on January 20th and then out of spite undid every single thing. Now we can appreciate that, right? You have to also understand that there are some other things happening. You know, we are all considered domestic terrorists if you're conservative in thought. God, what an awful, awful thought. A U.S. House committee is backing the contempt charge against Trump aide Steve Bannon. And they voted unanimously yesterday to charge Mr. Bannon with contempt of Congress. The 7 Democratic and 2 Republican members of the House Representative Select Committee approved a report recommending the criminal charge by a 9-0 vote, calling it shocking that Bannon refused to comply with subpoenas seeking documents and testimony. Well, this January 6th committee is really out for blood to try and drag as many people through the mill as possible, demonize them, make them feel like they're 2 inches tall, imprison them for God knows how long in solitary confinement. We just don't understand the way this administration thinks. You're not going to get cooperation with the vaccine mandate if you're going to treat people like they're domestic terrorists, folks. It just works that way. Nobody likes to have their integrity challenged, their mentality insulted. Nobody likes it. And like I said, you know, governments are necessary. I am not anti-government. I want to say that here and now, because a lot of you people think, screw that, let's have anarchy. No, I'm not like that. We need law and order. The country has a conscience. It's just that it's kind of been muffled and stifled for the last 18 months, because we've all believed that what the government was telling us is true about this pandemic, when we're now finding out that the people who have gotten the vaccine are more likely not only to get COVID because of what's in the stuff that they give the jab to you with, but also because of the fact that all of a sudden here you are now becoming a viable super spreader yourself. You get COVID, you give it to other people, right? It's contagious, right? It's what they said. So the thing is if you're more vaccinated and you watch Israel's studies and do your research, 95% of the population is vaccinated. And the highest rate of people going into the hospital right now, being put on ventilators and dying, are people that have had the vaccination. The unvaccinated don't occupy the same space in the hospitals as the vaccinated do. In fact, it's much easier for a vaccinated person to give an unvaccinated person COVID. So this is one of the things we're going to be talking to Dr. West about when we get him on the phone later in the program. What else is going on here? Microchip shortage? Seriously? Why the U.S. is poised to take rare action? They're actually going to do this? CS Monitor is saying the computer chip shortage, which disrupted supplies of everything from automobiles to wheelchair accessories, is now pushing Congress to take big steps in helping America's high-tech industry, as if they don't have enough help already. They've already passed legislation to encourage semiconductor firms to start building chip fabrication plants, or fabs, as they call them in the United States. It has not yet authorized the funding. For the first time, the nation's poised to drastically pump funding for scientific research and, more controversially, help high-tech companies to meet an international challenge. Well, if you look at the fact that, you know, there's been so much conspiracy stuff running around about, well, the CIA invented the internet because they want to be able to monitor everybody. Well, here's the thing. Those who out you who want to disappear, there's been a lot of attempts to try to do that. And yes, there actually is an OMB form out there that you can actually rescind your Social Security number. Now, do I recommend doing that? Not unless you've got a real good attorney that knows how to fill that thing out. Otherwise, you might end up in prison. So, you know, there are certain things that people aren't aware of that we're all aware of because we do the research. And another big news story here, because now you know the red one state, two state, red state, blue state from that category. Epoch Times is also reporting that doctors can prescribe ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, off-label for COVID-19. And this is coming from an opinion from the Nebraska Attorney General. That's right. He's issued a legal opinion, Doug Peterson has, saying his office is not going to discipline any doctor who prescribes hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin as off-label medicines to treat or prevent COVID-19 as long as they are not engaging in any misconduct. Bingo. And there is a PDF of that out there. I'm going to make sure that our producers get a copy of that to put up on the site, because you need to read the opinion. It's quite lengthy, but the thing is it contains a lot of scientific data. This is one of the things that we've been trying to, you know, get people to understand, is you have scientific data supporting what you're saying, then it makes all the sense in the world to those who are uneducated, who are doing their research, to further understand, especially if you can express it in layman's terms, how super spreader events occur. And obviously they're not occurring at football games. You know, much to the chagrin, I mean, it's very difficult to trust big pharma. Now it's difficult to trust science if people are coming at you trying to demonize you because you are one of those unvaccinated domestic terrorists. And, you know, we can't have that. You made a choice to not get vaccinated for a reason. And that's because the research you did led you to believe that if you put this stuff in your body, you're going to either have to succumb to one of these 30 different adverse reactions, or you're going to die. You might be dead in 3 years, like Michael Yeadon is predicting, from former chief scientific officer for Pfizer. I mean, there's any number of reasons besides religious reasons that, you know, people are seeking exemptions. But the thing is that, you know, the state of Nebraska has now joined the ranks. And there are, if you go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org, places you can go in every state of doctors who will prescribe this stuff. And they will even call you and set up an appointment with you if you think that there is an issue, that you might have a concocted one of these variants or bugs. Frankly, I think the variant is another scare tactic. And I think that people who've been vaccinated are more susceptible to getting it than spreading it. Depends on if they're smart enough to quarantine. That's the thing. A lot of people go out there and send their kids to school when they're sick. That's irresponsible. Or the kids bring stuff home to the parents. That's how it works, you know, when you got kids in public school. So one of the things that we're also looking at, besides the people that are protesting, Southwest is not going to put these people on unpaid leave that don't want to get vaccinated. Now, why is that? Because they might find themselves in bankruptcy court. And they sure don't want to become insolvent. Southwest, I've always been fond of them, and I'm not endorsing them, but, you know, they, you know, peanut class had had its day, and it was fun when Herb Kelleher ran it. Now Gary Kelly's running it. And Gary Kelly would rather not give the vaccination, but he says he's being ordered to because Southwest Airlines is a federal contractor. Well, gee, what would it take to break the federal contract? Here's the thing. You got to look at the contract because everything we're doing is administratively is all based on contracts. It's just craziness. So that's one of the reasons why we tell you all these things in the morning when we first start our program. And once again, we are coming live, and we are live on the air from 11 to 1 Central every day, Monday through Friday. And you can call in 844-769-2944 and tell us what's on your mind if you are so inclined to do so. We are coming up close to the bottom of the hour. After that, we're going to be joined by Robert Tektalian talking about the six sinful toothpaste ingredients to avoid. And we don't want you putting the garbage stuff in your mouth. This is kind of like very similar to the warning we used to make fun of kids who ate Tide Pods. It's like, okay, what part of the gene pool just came out of here and made the Tide Pod challenge something that you ingest? You gotta love this. I think they get it from watching that program Jackass. I really believe they do. And they think they can just go, you know, pile crates up and juggle themselves on crates. I've seen so many different things. It's just moms who are homeschooling your kids. I think your kids are probably growing up a lot smarter than some of the people I see on these clips, these video clips. And if you're a homeschool mom, I do invite you at some point in time during the program, please call us up and let us know what program your kid's learning and how things are going. We always enjoy hearing from you because I'm a big homeschool advocate. I did that with my daughter, and boy, they learn a lot. What can I say? Bottom of the hour is coming up here. Join us on the Power Hour for more with Robert Tektalian on the other side of the break. Thanks for staying with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. 9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
There we go. It's 11:32 in the morning. We are live. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And hey, you know, we've been hearing intermittent commercials about the Power Mall. Folks, this is how we make a living. This is how we stay on the air. And we want to let you know that for the this week, okay, at the Power Mall, that's thepowermall.com, you could buy two and get one 50% off of all of the Optivita products. You can mix and match them. Doesn't have to be three of the same item. And all the Vitamir products are 10% off this week. So go to thepowermall.com. Check that out. We are using the Vitamir toothpaste. I really like it. And there's the mouthwash, too. I got a little care package because the boss says, hey, you know, you're not going to know anything about how good these products are unless you try them. And I said, you know, and that's the thing. You've got to figure out that if fluoride, if you've done enough research on fluoride or aspartame, well, there are people that have been doing the same research, too. And we have one of them out here with us on the radio, Robert Tektalian. When he was 44 years old, he had periodontal disease that was so bad, his teeth were tooth very loose. That kind of loose, you know what I mean? Just wiggling and about ready to come out. The only thing his dentist could do was remove his teeth. So as you can imagine, that didn't go over too well with Robert or his wife Yvonne. So they spent a year researching and developing natural remedies for periodontal disease. And so that resulted in a vitamin, mineral, and herb combination that could be used as a mouthwash. And after that year, he had no sores in his mouth, no bleeding, no bad breath. His teeth tightened up, his gums to the point that he could eat anything, including chewing gum and even apples. And so you have to understand, too, that some of the key ingredients are natural elements like zinc, the mouthwash and the toothpaste. And zinc's got antibacterial properties. It inhibits plaque growth, reduces wound healing time, eliminates violative sulfur compounds. That's a big part of what causes bad breath. For those of you who need a new learn a new word, it's called halitosis. For those of you out there that imbibe in medical terminology, I remember a long time ago my kids came home from school and I said, "What'd you learn today?" She goes, "Well, I taught the class what an ERCP was." And I said, "Really? You remembered all that?" And my 8-year-old daughter said, "Yeah, endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatoscopy." And I'm like, wait a minute, you told your class that? She goes, yeah, the teacher was quite floored that somebody could know it. That's why we call it ERCP for short in med school. It's amazing what your kids pick up. So the thing is if you teach them right, they won't turn away from what they learn. And so we're bringing on Mr. Tactalian right now to discuss the importance of oral health and benefits of maca powder. So kids, just understand all that candy you're going to be ingesting here at the end of the month. Mr. Tactalian is here to steer you in the right direction as how to keep your teeth and gums clean. So welcome to the program, the Power Hour, Mr. Tactalian.
Well, hello, Dave. It's a pleasure to hear you tell about children, especially how important it is about their oral health. All the candy, sugar, junk food that it just people love, kids love to eat. But what it does to their oral health is another story. The parents know because the parents have to pay for that with a lot of hard-earned money to take care of their children's teeth. So any parent that cares about their children, number one thing they should do is take care of their children's oral health, making sure they brush their teeth every morning, every night before they go to sleep, and keep their oral health in check. And as you were introducing, yes, I had a horrible problem. Physically, I've been always healthy guy in my life, athletic, do all kind of stuff. But my teeth were so bad. By the time my periodontist told me, I'm going to make this story short because most listeners at Power Hour know my story, but who don't know, I want them to hear this. My periodontist told me after my dentist periodontist playing volleyball with my wallet for a couple of years, taking a lot of money, thousands and thousands of dollars, he said, well, Robert, we have to remove all your teeth out of your mouth. If we don't, we won't have any bone and gum structure left to hold your dentures. That's scary, Todd. But he says, you know what, don't worry. You know, we can put implants. It's only $45,000, but you will be like brand new guy. Well, I said, really?
You got to love that.
You know, and 20 years ago, today $45,000 is a lot of money. Well, 20 years ago was a lot more, feeling like money is losing its value anyways. Mm-hmm. But you got to have that money in order to have that done. And my wife said, you know what, look, I've been doing all this research. Let's do this naturally. So we got onto it. Eventually we made the mouthwash what it is today. It took a lot of time and experimenting, constantly coming up with the best ingredients. We end up with zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil with distilled water. And it turned out it's the best thing for your oral health. My teeth got stronger, my gums got stronger and healthy. That purple color when you look in my mouth and my gums was a purple, like rotting color, turning to pink, which should be nice, healthy gums to hold your teeth strong. My pockets shrunk. And I describe this to people to simple way to understand. Before, if I would bite an apple, my teeth would stay in the apple. That's how loose they were, all of them. Oh, and all of a sudden, I was able to bite a nice apple and crunch it, eat it. You know, crunching, eating is such a pleasure. You don't know until you lose that ability of eating something that you like, or walnuts, or whatever the crunchy, instead of just drinking milk or eating pureed anything or grounded beef. You know what I mean? It is so hard. But we don't know this until we lose that ability. So when we made the mouthwash and I got healthy, I promised. I said, I'm going to put this mouthwash anywhere I can to help people who suffer like me. And that was 22 years ago, 23 almost. And today we are a company who's selling products nationwide, helping hundreds of thousands of people to stay healthy. Of course, I always tell people the best medication is education. You educate yourself and understand about your body and your health and what you should use to stay healthy is the best thing you can do medically. Educate yourself about your health. And at the age of 50, I started learning how to eat right, how to do things right. I know it's hard to understand this, but maybe I'm talking too much. Deb, stop me.
No. I'm just looking at listening to you and describing what a lot of people are going through. This
right.
isn't just, you know, you're not an isolated case, Robert. Most of the people that I have talked to, that, and I've got two implants. I'm not going to beat around the bush here. Those things are not cheap to get put in. And once they're in, they're in. And, you know, the thing is that anybody that's gone in and had a certain number of dental procedures done understands the expense. But also, you know, what goes wrong with your teeth, my understanding is, and your research might have shown you this, is that it affects your overall health as far as
Definitely.
Your life, as far as certain medical conditions you might have. A lot of this stuff, you know, I've had people say, I can look in the back of your eyes and look at your retina and tell exactly what's wrong with you. You know, there's those kind of doctors that are out there, and you same thing with the teeth.
Right. Most good iodologists who are trained, yeah, they can see through your eye. Because I know this because my wife is an iodologist. She doesn't practice anymore, but she could look in your eye and tell a lot about your body. But let me add on to what you were saying, that 80% of heart disease patients had gum disease before they had heart disease, because the gum disease travels to your bloodstream, ends up in your heart through the years and collecting, creating that heart disease that people get. I'm not saying it out of my brain. It's medical journal published that is about 20 years, 18 years ago, that
sure.
they've proven that heart disease patients had gum disease before they got heart disease. So what that tells you, that when you have pockets in your mouth, in your gum pockets, food and blood particles will stay there if you don't clean them good every night and every morning. If you're sleeping,
so they turn into
and
abscesses.
When you're sleeping at night, those food particles will become bacteria. Bacteria will cause infection. Infection will make you sick and travel that infection through your bloodstream to your heart. That's one thing. Second, if your teeth are hurting, your gums are hurting, you can't eat good because it's hurting. But you're hungry. Hunger pains are worse than anything. So you're going to eat. You don't chew your food properly. We don't pay a lot of attention chewing food. You know, when we were kids, my grandmother used to say, you got to chew your food 30, 35, 40 times. I would say, Grandma, that's a lot of times to chew. She would say, no, chew it right so your stomach will digest your food better, easier. So when your teeth are hurting, you're swallowing this big piece of food, could be meat or whatever, your stomach has to work 2-3 times harder to digest this food. Then you have all kind of stomach problems. I mean, that's why I made a slogan, kind of, I say, you take care of your mouth will take care of you. I believe in that 100%. I preach that. I talk to people about oral health constantly. And I'm not a dentist or doctor. I'm just an ordinary guy who learned in the hard way how important our health is, especially our oral health. So
true.
This is
now,
where
also,
I...
Yeah, you,
yes,
Robert, if you don't mind my digressing back to these, the fact that we have Vitamir Project products here on the Power Mall, which I got to tell you, we got the natural mouthwash, the Zinc Plus toothpaste, the Zinc Plus Extra toothpaste with xylitol and CoQ10, the children's toothpaste, which kind of tastes like oranges. So it's not a big turnoff for you kids to take care of your health. And then Vitamir Gelatinized Maca Capsules, which are 60-count certified organic. We sell those all on the Power Mall to help you take care of your dental health. And there was some notes here that 6 simple toothpaste ingredients to avoid. What do you think the number one ingredient is? Fluoride. You know, have you ever heard, did everybody ever tell you, Robert, that when you put too much fluoride in your system, it makes you weak-willed? Apparently that's been going around for a long time.
Let me explain something, Dave, what I know and what I read, and people mm-hmm. can do that too. All you have to do, Google where the fluoride comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's a byproduct of aluminum. It's an aluminum byproduct that
wow.
being used as healthy thing. And aluminum is not good. Aluminum is poison. If you have frying pan and it gets scratched and it's aluminum frying pan, you have to throw it away. You can't cook in there because you will get poisoned. Am I right?
Well, you know, when you consider fluoride's added to more than 70% of the country's water supply. And seriously, well, it's like those of you on well water or those of you who are doing the pour over filters, as I know some of you are, because they're out there. You know, you can rid yourself of some of that stuff. I know that people have had whole house water filter systems put in that can rid the water of a lot of this to prevent fluorosis, which discolors or spots your tooth enamel. You did a bunch of research into fluoride, did you not, Robert?
Yes, we did. We didn't want fluoride. You see, the main thing is after we put the mouthwash in the market, a lot of stores, and it went out like wildfire, you know, everybody wanted. And they said, make a toothpaste, but with the condition, should be no fluoride, no sugar, no preservatives, no chemical. Well, I said, how do you make toothpaste without those things? We didn't know. You know, the lab who made our mouthwash after we gave them the recipe worked two years. It took 2 years to make our original toothpaste because every time they made it was not to our approval. We couldn't approve that until it came to be perfect like the original toothpaste is, where you have zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil, and it really, really works. Not only topically cleans, it also penetrates between your gum and your teeth. That's why mouthwash is so important, because when you gargle and swish with the mouthwash, it gets between the places where the toothpaste doesn't get. And also when you gargle with, I've been told this by our customers, that people who use our mouthwash hardly get any sore throat because they're constantly gargling their mouth with the best ingredients there is. I mean, that's the good side effect of the mouthwash, that we cannot talk about it because, I mean, we can't write about it because it looks like we medically, we talk like doctors, and we cannot do that. The law doesn't allow us to talk that, and we won't. But I can always tell you about my experiences, that I didn't have sore throat last 22 years in my life. And we all get cold when the weather changes, or sore throat, or flu, or so. I have not. But I can always tell you that people who care about their health, they should, number one, use a good product, like good toothpaste and mouthwash. And, of course, I'm going to say it's Weitzmer toothpaste and mouthwash. And Powermol been carrying these for last 20 years.
They have.
Joyce Riley.
The products are still on the Powermol.
I'm sorry.
And they don't contain artificial sweeteners either, which this has been another problem. Number two on the list of the things you should not put in your mouth, sorbitol, a liquid that keeps toothpaste from drying out. It's a laxative that can cause diarrhea in kids. Saccharin is another artificial sweetener. It's been linked to bladder cancer, brain tumors, and lymphoma in rodents. Instead, they recommend trying stevia or xylitol as a natural sweetener alternative. The latter's been shown to also prevent tooth decay by increasing saliva, thus decreasing bacteria in the mouth. So artificial sweeteners, if you happen to be in the store and you're looking at all these toothpaste tubes of all these major manufacturers like Procter & Gamble and whoever, you know, I don't like saying names, but folks, the stuff is on the shelf. I don't have to sit there. I'm not defaming these people. I'm just saying, flip the box over and read the label. Right, Robert?
Exactly. Read the ingredients and Google it. Everybody's got a phone today. Everybody's got access to Google. Google any ingredient you have a doubt about and read it. That's why I say education. Well, that's educating yourself, right? If something you don't know and you read about it, so you're educating yourself. And I've been educating myself last 22 years. And I did go to school. I did college. I thought I was pretty good guy and knowledgeable about everything, raise kids and live life. And by the time I realized that I'm dying with my oral problems, I had to start all over learning about health. And I can tell you, most people don't know it until something happens to them. Then they say, oh my God, what do I do now? Dentist charge too much. Periodontist charge too much. Some people don't have insurance and money. I mean, it's not a good place to be when you have oral problems, and it will be very simple to get great toothpaste and mouthwash like Weizmann from Power Hour. Use it. We guarantee 100% money back. If you don't like it, you don't even have to return the product. Just call the Power Hour and say, we don't like this product. I return your money back, guaranteed.
Well, I mean,
what
love
more
that.
Can
that's,
I do
that's a good
for
offer.
People? My promise is to help people, and that's what I do.
Okay, good deal. Number three on the list of things you should not put in your mouth, artificial colors. Now, do you know that the FDA's approved list, there's only seven colors on there? All others have been banned. Yellow number five is under review due to links to hyperactivity, anxiety, migraines, and cancer. And basically the warning here is, if you're looking at that ingredient label and you see artificial colors, well, it's likely to contain one of these. And if your toothpaste has that, toss it and get Vitamir. Number four is sodium lauryl sulfate, originally used to clean floors. Gee, what a wonderful idea. Let's put that in my mouth and clean the floor. You know, the next thing I said, what are they going to do? Make Swiffer for teeth? I don't think so. sodium lauryl sulfate is a detergent that causes microscopic tears in the mouth, which can lead to canker sores. It's an ingredient that makes toothpaste foam. Wow. So that's how they do it.
It's good for your laundry.
Yeah. Please, folks, whatever you do, don't squirt the toothpaste in your laundry, especially this stuff. This stuff doesn't have any of that stuff in it. Now, here's another thing that you've heard of, if you've been doing your research, folks, that is on the PCR tests and on some of the stuff that they give you when you get the jab. It's called propylene glycol. Now, this is the main active ingredient in antifreeze, and it's used to soften cosmetic products. It's been linked to damage to the central nervous system, liver, and heart. And so if you you want to drink antifreeze, I mean, seriously, people are in prison for murdering their spouses with antifreeze, putting antifreeze in their stuff. We got people in Missouri even that people I went to school with, he got bumped off by his wife who put antifreeze in his. Why on earth would you want to put antifreeze in your mouth? If you know it's dangerous and propylene glycol is on the end of those swabs they stick up there when they test you to see if you have COVID, you know, it's an antifreeze. Why is it an antifreeze? Because it has to keep the substance on the PCR test inert until it hits human tissue. And so we know enough about this to know that because of the fact that it's already come out that the PCR tests were no good in the first place because they don't have COVID particles on them. They only have flu and cold particles on them, but still they were inerted, so to speak, with antifreeze, with propylene glycol. And I have a real problem with this, folks, because they're not telling you this stuff, but that's in toothpaste too, right, Robert?
Yes. And companies who, you know, I never talk about other companies, but companies who do mass productions into millions of pieces, those are huge companies. They can get away with a lot of things that we don't know. And for us as a small company that care about what we do, we study everything before we make anything. That has to be good. Will I use it myself? Will my wife use it? Will my grandchildren use it? So anything we came up that today we're selling is things that we've proven, and my grandkids are my guinea pigs. That's how we have the children's toothpaste.
Okay. And that's, what about triclosan? You heard about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
I said triclosan, believe it or not, added to personal care products to reduce or prevent bacterial contamination, an FDA ban on it using it in body wash and soaps, went into effect on September 6th. But triclosan, believe it or not, is still used in all of the Colgate Total line of toothpaste, according to Consumer Reports. This triclosan has been linked to a decrease in thyroid hormones and an increase in antibiotic resistance, as well as tumors in mice. And you won't find any of this in Vitamir products, will you, Robert?
No, you won't. Our ingredients are very simple. It's all on the label, and that's what it does. The main ingredients are zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil, and they are the very number one ingredients are good for your oral health. It's
sure.
Very easy to check it out.
It is. You know, while we got a couple of minutes, talk about the MAGA caps. You have developed that as well, these capsules. What are they all about?
Actually, it's a gelatinized maca. Maca comes from Peru. It grows in Peru. It grows at 14,000 foot elevation in Peruvian Andes. What happened, this plant, because of the land, it's a volcanic land and all the minerals in there, this plant became Peruvian treasure. It's number one treasure in Peru because they can grow it and sell it and support themselves. We got hooked to it because we tried it about 20, 21 years ago. My wife wanted to do something about menopause. A lot of people don't know. Maca powder can help women to alleviate menopause problems. Now, I didn't know nothing about it. I'm a man. What do I know? But after my wife tried it, I find out that maca also helps men to have really, really good sexual desire. Wow, I said, I got to use this.
Okay. Hear that, guys. Wake up.
So after I used that, I said, man, I got to have this. I got to put it out. That I can help a lot of men and women to stay healthy. Also, it's proven that maca can help women and men who cannot have children, which maca helps them strengthen their sperm to be strong enough to flow to the where it should be to get the baby. So I'm saying this in a heart, easily, very possible for me. Maca does a lot of good things. So the gelatinous
maca. Well, it's all at the Power Mall.
Is it?
Yep. Robert, we appreciate your time. We're at the end of our time, getting ready to go to the break, top of the hour. And this is Dave Krieger. We have other exciting guests. We're going to be joined by Dr. John West, the Vice President and Senior Fellow at Discovery Institute. After the break at the top of the hour, Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. ListenToUs.com. Tell your friends.
Antibiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.